formations I know, which sides plays are going to, you know, what are runs, what are play actions, and all that.
How do you feel cutting right now and that kind of thing?
I don't really want to speculate on all that. You know, I have another day to get better. I know I got some stuff planned, so we'll see what happens later on.
Okay. I jumped in there late. So are you ready to practice? Are you going to be?
We all got to ask Josh Mack for that. Yeah. Mack will tell y'all just fine. You know, I don't want to comment on it. I don't want to say yes, and then I'm not going to say no. Definitely not where I wanted to be. I wanted to be with everybody, you know, just showing them the emotion, you know, the heart that I bring, all kind of stuff, you know, just showing them I'm a part of the team and I want to be a Bronco, you know. It's going to work out just fine. I just got to, you know, continue to keep level-headed, stay out the way, and keep working hard.
What's the conversation been like, you know, Sean and Carell, you know, kind of all been out at the same time? What have the conversations been like, you know, off in the training room the last couple weeks?
Just got to get healthy and get back on the field and make some plays. With the way it looks right now, there's some guys in the backfield that should be able to, you know, do a lot of things. And, you know, the offense, you know, every offense I've ever been a part of, you know, the run goes, the offense goes pretty well. And I've been a part of the top five offensive rushing things since I've been in Tennessee. So I told him, you know, if we run, you know, the way Kyle's out there, you know, calling the plays now, and he's comfortable and he's learning everything. I think the running game will take a lot of pressure off everybody and we'll be able to win some ball games.
For you personally, does it feel like you? This preseason time, hopefully getting reps, probably a lot to prove in terms of your football shape, your role potentially on this team.
I say yes. I mean, it's always, you always want to get out there and just prove what you can do as far as football is concerned, you know, but I don't judge anything off of preseason, man, you know, because I've played with 120 guys in the preseason that they're nowhere to be found when camp breaks, so it's unfortunate, but, you know, I look forward to, you know, making plays when the season counts. If I could be out here, I'll be out here.
Thanks. How much were you able to kind of keep up with when you weren't out here? Were you able to kind of keep up and just kind of listen to guys, talk to guys?
Yeah, as far as what the plays are concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same stuff. They from organization to organization, you know, coach to coach, it's kind of the same stuff. Once you get the scheme of things and you figure out, you know, who they're talking to on certain plays, then it all falls into place for the most part.
Have you been able to get up to speed with the playbook?
Yeah, the playbook's down packed, man. There's a little bit of the terminology that's off a little bit. You know, it's taking me a little bit of time. But for, you know, majority, 90% of the playbook for me is what is known now. So.
Are you at 100% or close to it?
I mean, Josh don't like his compliment. You gotta ask Josh. Josh will tell you everything.
Liddell, how much you know, to get back out there?
I've been licking them. You know, the first day I was out here, I was licking them. I'm excited to get back to football. You know, once you're playing football, there's nothing that can be said. You know, you can't say I wasn't working out in the offseason. I didn't do this. I wasn't doing that. Now I'm here and I'm playing football and I'm working and I'm trying to get better every day. So that's just what I can't wait to do. Just get on the field, show my teammates I'm here for the long haul. I'm going to work hard for them and, you know, I'm going to continue to get better every day. You know, rehab is not easy. You're in there for 13 hours a day. You can't wait to get in and play football. Believe me.
How much can you prove to your teammates without actually getting out there on the field?
Before I get stung and be in the hospital, I think mainly it's just about, you know, everybody knows the rap that I used to have. People, they say what they want to say about me, but, you know, getting in a new team, you can change a lot of that. They say you don't work hard. If you're the first guy showing up at 6:30 doing all your rehab, and, you know, over in the weight room working out, they can't say nothing. All they get is an image of you working hard. So, you know, I know the guys know that I'm out here working hard and I'm trying to get better every single day, man.
Is it easier or harder coming back home to deal with that rap?
It's a catch-22, you know, because people that know me know that I'm going to work hard. They know that, you know, you really don't get in the NFL just lollygagging around. But, you know, if somebody came off of my team or some other team that I never knew anything about and there was a rap, I probably would have my own, you know, I would think a certain way about him until I seen something happen. And then, you know, it is what it is from there. But you got
to
keep working.
Lindell, how important is it for the running backs and the offensive line to mesh in preseason?
We all have to mesh. You know, it's important to mesh, period, because when you hit the first game, you want to hit it running. You don't want to have to, you know, be on the sidelines still working on the stuff we could have worked on for the first 4 weeks. So I think all we got to do, you know, stay on the same page, get some meetings in together, you know, just continue to do what Josh tells us to do. And I think everything's going to work out.